Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. The shir should be special schuss for Avi Moran and Nino Rossi. I have Chavit Feger, Vassin Chavit Spassi, Dina Baruch HaSester Adas. The Tana Rabbanan says in the Gemara in Bava, Tziyandach Kud Zayin Amin Aleph, Asher Tovad, Prat La Veda, Shein Basha Vipruta, Rabbi Domer HaMitzasa, Prat La Veda, Shein Basha Vipruta. So we have two drushes here in the Pasuk, either that you lost, but it's excluding an Aveda that doesn't have a Shavapruta. It has to be a significant loss. And it's also that you found that excludes a case of an Aveda Shemba Shavapruta. Rashi says, Ashetobad, Shetekuya Aveda, Matsasa Shetekuya Mitsia. Aveda has to be called an Aveda. If it's not worth a Shavapruta, it's not called an Aveda. And Matsasa has to be called a Mitsia. And if it's worth less than a Shavapruta, it's not called a Mitsia. So we have to understand. If it's Pasha to us, that Pachas Mishavakut is the Begedra of Eidu Mitzia, so why do we need a special Pasuk of Shetovra and Mitzasa, Prat for Pachas Mishavakut? Anyway, we know, on Pachas Mishavakut, there are no Dini HaShavas Aveda, since it's not Begedra of Eidu. From the Gemara, it's Mashman, that here we have a Chiddush, that these Pesukim are Kedushim. And the Gemara asks, one who learns from a Shertova, what's he going to do with the Matzas and vice versa? So the question is, if it's Pasha for us, that Pachas Mishavakut is included in Aveda Mitzia, so even without these Chiddushim, we know that Pachas Mishavakut doesn't have Din Hashem, since it's not an Aveda. So the Torah wasn't talking about Pachas Mishavakut. So the question is, why do we need a Pasuk to tell us that you don't have to return something worth less than a Shavakutah if it's not called an Aveda and a Mitzia? In other words, apparently we know on our own that less than a Shavapruta is not called an Aveda and less than a Shavapruta is not called a Mitzia. So it's Pasha, you don't have to return it. Then why do you need a Pasuk to tell us that you don't have to return it? So Lechora, Tosis already was conscious of this question. And they write in Divar Masla Prat Hashem Bo Shavapruta that the Havamina is that he be Chayiv, because it's included the chayiv mekal kol aveda sachicha. In other words, Tosis wants to be miyashi. If not for the pasuk of kol aveda sachicha, we need a pasuk to be mayed pachas mishavapruta from hashava, since it's not an aveda. Just the havamina is that yechayiv b'hashava, because it says kol aveda sachicha. That's the havamina, since it says kol aveda sachicha, so it's going to include even pachas mishavapruta. Kamashma on the pasuk that it doesn't include Aveda Pachas Mishavapruta, but that also requires explanation. If Pachas Mishavapruta is a Megedra Aveda, because it's not Megedra Mammon, so Mehechi Tesu, we should say that Kol has come to be Marvash Pachas Mishavapruta, since Pachas Mishavapruta is Kamanda Lessa, Pachas Mishavapruta is nothing. So Lachor, we can say, and this is all based on the Torah of Rainer Ravino or Rainer Nelson's that sound, Lachor, we can say, based on the Rashba and Shavuos and the Flamites on the base, that he writes that maybe you're Mekadish with a Kli. That's Pachas Mishavapruta, because any Kli, since it's Roy Lemelachto, it's Choshev Kipruta. It's like you could be Kaina Kli, even though it's not a Shavapruta. The very fact that it's a Kli gives it significance. I am Bektsois, Venesivus, Besimin Pecha. So we see that we have a case of Pachas Mishavapruta that has Chashivus, and that's in the case where it is in the form of a Kli, not just money, but a Kli. So according to this, we can say, we need a Shetovar Mitzasa to say Prat Lekli Shu Pachas Mishavapruta. But even though it has Chashivus, nevertheless, there's an exclusion. It's excluded from Hashava. Nevertheless, but still, we have a Kasha. If so, why did Rashi say a Shetovar Shetekri Aveda Mitzasa Shetekri Mitzia? If we're talking about a Kli, since it has Chashivus, so it's called an Aveda and it's called a Mitzia, so it's not removed from the Pasuk. So this Pshat doesn't shim with Rashi. So it would appear Vadai that even Pachas Mishavapruta is together moment, because we see in Sanhedrin and Zion of Aleph that a Ben Noyach is Ne'erag al Gezel Pachas Mishavapruta. That a Ben Noyach is killed if he steals even less than a Shavapruta. Because Pachas Mishavapruta is together moment. If there's no Din moment, there's no Metzias of Gezela. So how could he be Mishayiv and Gezel? He didn't steal anything. So it must be that even Pachas Mishavapruta is begedder mon. For this reason, we say in Bava Metzian daf min hamad aleph, ves asher chotam min hakodesh yishalim lerabois pachos mishavapruta lehi shavim. In pasuk Rambam, Shamoyo pachas mishave puta mishali mesakelim. So we have a rivui in the Gemara and Bav Metzia, which is paskin by Rambam, that there's meila even on pachas mishave puta. So you see that there's a din mamay. Otherwise, there wouldn't be shaykh adin tashlum because he didn't take anything from hekdesh. Like we find in Yina Veda, there's no din hashava. Also, Bav Metzia, chamesh prutos, there's five dinim of prutos, and one of them is haidar, a knitting has to be shava pruta. Ha'isha miskadesh is b'shava pruta, v'nena b'shava pruta, mena hekdesh mo'al. V'hamoitze shava pruta, chayev lahachris. V'agoyzel eschaver shava pruta, v'nishba loy, and that's like Rashi explains in Sanhedrin that in Zayin Amud Aleph, you must with Sarah B'shaita Nilesle, Hilchach Gezel, who Elshin Beitin Yisrael, Miskakon Hashi, with the Basar Achon Mochile. So we see that Gezel is also even the Pochis Mishava Pruta. Just there's no Chi of Hashava, because afterwards Rashi says the person is Moichel. But the Shah's Maisel is it's Gezel and it's considered it's Gezel in Pachas Mishavah Pruta. His basin doesn't get involved because afterwards the person's Moichel. But there's Gezel and even Pachas Mishavah Pruta. So to return it, a Gezel is Chaver Shavah Pruta, then Yolechen Rach Rabba Filu Lamoda. But if it's less than a Shavah Pruta, he doesn't have to because there's no Chiyav HaShavah. But stealing is still stealing. Even Pachas Mishavah Pruta. Chayim Barashi, and Tessam Aleph and Sanhedrin. Sha'af Yisrael Mitztavu ala Gezel. Even the Jewish people are Mitztavu ala Gezel. Just Pachas Mishav Pruta isn't considered Gezel Beinayim. Sha'ivrim al Midasim Sha'rachmanim, because we're Moichel. And by Akum, they're not Moichel on Pachas Mishav Pruta. We're Moichel on Pachas Mishav Pruta. Even though B'Sha'as HaGzela, a Yisrael is Mitztavu ala Gezel, that something was stolen from him. Even if it's Pachas Mishav Pruta, and therefore there's an Isra Ligzal Lechatchila Afilu Pachas Mishav Pruta. And we don't say that Pachas Mishav Pruta is Kedav Shein Balabai's Makbidal of Shein Boi Gezel Klau, like we find in Psachim, Vavon Beis Seifei Te'in, B'zman Shein Balabai's Makbidal Eim, Mutar Mishim Gezel Ptur Min HaMaiser, Rashi says Hefker Potter Min HaMaiser. So we see that Kedav Shein Balabai's Makbidal Eim, Ein Boi Gezel Mutar Af Lechatchila, but Pachas Mishav Pruta is a Dover Shebal HaBayis Makbid Aleim, unlike the case of Sofei Ta'onim, is Ta'inim, that we find in Pesachim Vavam and Beis. These are Ta'inim that the Baal HaBayis leaves on the tree because they're never going to be ripened. So in such a case, he's Mechel. But other than that, Pachas Mishav Pruta, something that the Baal HaBayis is Makbid Aleim, because he's Mitzdar, like we see in Rashi, B'Shashi Goyzlin Menuach Pachas Mishav Pruta. And never Lechatchil, you're not even allowed to steal less than a Shav Pruta, just after it's stolen. Then he's not around me, Daisif. And if Wah Mizer, that even a Dover Shembo Shavakruta has a din mama. And for this reason, you're now allowed to steal a Dover, even if it's less than a Shavakruta. And a Ben Noach is Chayav Misa, like we see in the Gemara in Sanhedrin, over there in Zion. El Shudover Kal, a Mochmanos of a Nekel. Behind a Shem of Dover Chosh, of Afshu Mitzdair, the Shas Exer of Allah, a Shakra Gazlumi Menu, the Yatsan El Shuso. ומבטר עליו ואינו נחשב בעיניו. אז ממילא מובן מה שפירש רש"י, ומה שאמרו, אשר תויבד פרט לאבידה שאין בה שווה פרוטה, ואשר תויבד שתהיה קרוי האבידה, דאבידה ניקו יצבק הידי שהבילה מרגיש עם איזה אבידה, ואין המסיך עם דייתם. So, it's not considered a דבר חושב, that even though the Jews מצטער בשעה סגזלה, but after the Gezel, and it went out of his rishus, he's mevater, and it's not choshev in his eyes. So in Mele, we can understand what Rashi explains, that Asher Tovad, Prat le'aveide, She'en ba shav pruta, that Asher Tovad, and Rashi explains Pshat, that Asher Tovad, what you lost, that it's called an aveda. That it's only called an aveda when the Bailim feel that it's an aveda. And they're not Mesiach Das, and they're Oymed B'Tzara, and they stick with their Tzar on this object that they lost. But Kochaz Mishav Pruta, after it was lost, the person doesn't feel the loss, because he's Mesiach Das, Mimenu, Ki Udover Kal, Chayim Mashem Ru Mitzasa, Prat Kochaz Mishav Pruta. Rashi says it should be called a Mitzia, in other words, Dafka, where He finds something shavaput and he feels benashi shematz mitzia. She is vasif lo davish lo hayilay ad achsha pachad mishavaput nimbo chashivus. And therefore it's not considered be'inav ki lo matzah mitziyav and it's vasif lo b'mamoynak. It's a davar kal be'inav. So again, Aveda is only called something that the Bailim think about it even afterwards. Pachos Mishavaputa, they're not going to be thinking about it afterwards, forget about it. So it's in the Shavaputa. Even though B'Shas Ma'is it has Cheshiva, so too. Mitziyah is only something that you find it, you feel, oh, I found something. But here, when it comes to less than the Shavaputa, you don't really feel like you had any significant increase in wealth. And that Moyel Pachos Mishavaputa, your Mishalim is a Karen. As is learned from the pasuk, it says she'achotim in hakodesh yishalim the rabbis pachos mishavaputa lishavim like in bav mitzvah in the hamad aleph by hekdesh the Torah was megale that Hakadosh Baruch Hu is not moichel even on a pachos mishavaputa, and even though a hedyot is moichel on pachos mishavaputa, but not hekdesh, and since even pachos mishavaputa is begeder mammon, therefore is chayav behashave. But we still have to understand. We have a Rashba and Shavuos and Daf Lamed Tes on the base. Then maybe the Rashba suggests you have to mekadish bekli shu pochus mishavaputa. Why? Because kol kli shu roi lemelachtoi choshev hu keputa. Din kein gam be'aveid the name shim ovad kli shu pochus mishavaputa yischayv b'hashavasai. So he suggests, the Rashba suggests, that you're Makadish with a Kli, even though it's Pachas Mishavaputa, because any Kli that's Roy Lamalachtoi is considered as a Chashilas of a Pruta. So if so, even by Aveda, why don't we say, Shim Ovat Kli Shu Pachas Mishavaputa, if he lost a Kli that's less than a Shavaputa, so he should be Mischayev Bahashavet. Because the Kriya is Chashivas, if Kriya is Chashivas of the Pruta. And we'll say that the Torah is Mimayit from a Shetayva, Pachos Mishav Pruta. It's only talking about something that's not a Kriya, but if it's a Kriya after return, if it's a, even if it's not worth a Shav Pruta. However, it would appear that the Rashbu was only said in the case where he's Megalat Das, that he's Machshav this Kriya, like he's Makadish with a Kriya, that doesn't have a Shav Pruta. He wants to be Koin a Kriya, Pachos Mishav Pruta. Since he's doing a Maisa with this Kriya, he's Megalat Das, that he's Machshav this Kriya, and therefore, it has a din pruta, but when he loses the kli, pachas mishavah pruta, and he wasn't the gala das, that the kli is chashed in his eyes, because the aveda is behesach das, we can say that in azaf fal, in such an instance, after the kli leka din pruta, v'lovei v'chal asher toivat, v'gam kishamotza kli she'im bo yishavah pruta, yishlomber de'im b'zem yishum achshavei, so there's no achshavei here. In other words, when he loses a kli, if it doesn't have a shavah pruta, so... who says that he's machshav this kli, so therefore there's no din hashava. And also the mitziah, he finds it, does he's not machshav it, he just happened to have found this kli. If it doesn't mean he's machshav it, in the mela, we say that there's no chi of hashava, even if it's a kli. Okay, in Svarazu we find that Chacham Tzvi writes in Simon Peivav that we can say chomitz pachas mishkizayis. Ein sarach levaro, even though b'chol ha'isurim pachas mishir. Nami yosur min ha'torah, that's dafk, when you do a ma'is that you match with that pachas mechatzi shir. But b'chometz, pachas mekizayis, that you're not doing a ma'is, you just left it in your house and you didn't burn it, since you're not doing anything to show that you're match with it, we don't say chazi l'tzarufin, it's not usur if it's pachas mekishir. Similarly writes the Lechem Mishnah on Shavuos Perakeh Halacha Hey, that if a person takes an oath to eat and he eats things that are not ru'uyim, he's yotzei his shavua because he's machshiv. He says he's going to eat and he eats tvarim she'enam ru'uyim. He's yotzei his shavua if he eats tvarim she'enam ru'uyim. They're not fitting to be eaten because he's machshiv his achila, even though it's generally not considered edible, but since he ate it to fulfill the shavua, it's considered that he's machshiv the achila. Similarly, we find the Chedushei HaRitva and Makis on 17a, that Rabbi Shimon holds, Kol Shula Makis, the cave and the Ochal, the Mezid, Achshavei Lechomer Itzel Eschai, that any shear is enough to get Malkus. Since you ate the Mezid, you were Machshiv, the L'choymer iser l'schay v'kol shehu. But the carbon shu'al achila as shoygeg, you need a kizayis for chashivus. For chashivus of a mezid, you need a kol shehu only, because your mezid, the mezid gives it more chashivus. In order to be chayv a carbon, says Reb Shimon, you need a kizayis, you need a shear. And that the Ritva explains, because that's for achila shoygeg. Achila shoygeg, you're not machshiv, and maybe you need an actual shear, as opposed to achilas mezid, where you don't need a shear because you're machshiv that achila. So you see, when you do a maisa with kavana, you're megalad das, that you're machshiv this maisa. Mashenkein esach adas, and that stems very beautifully with what we've been saying over here, that when it comes to an aved, you're not machshiv the aved, when you lost it, you find it, therefore the pachat v'shal v'kuta doesn't count. But if you're mekadish and isha with a cleave, it's with a puta, so you're machshiv that. In the Sefer Beis Oitzer of Yosef Engel brings from a number of places, bringing as far as Achshavei, Ayin Shama, Lechas Aleph, the Ches Kfar Mem Aleph. And so to will say, if you're Mekadish and Yishu with a Kli, so you're Machshavei that Kli. And we still have a lot more to say about this. But the Fasta, Merubah Lo Tefasta, this is Gishmak. So please stay tuned for more. Thank you so much for listening. Shalom, shalom.